The Supreme Court is weighing a major case that could radically reshape democracy in the U.S. It involves a once fringe legal theory about federal elections, and many voting rights experts warn that the justice's decision, expected later this year, could upend election laws across the country. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has more.
It's called the Independent State Legislature, or ISL, theory. And it claims the U.S. Constitution gives state lawmakers a special power to determine how federal elections are run. Things like how congressional districts are redrawn and how voters can cast their ballots. According to the theory, that power is independent of state constitutions and state courts.
This is a proposal that gets rid of the normal checks and balances on the way big governmental decisions are made in this country.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan warned in December during oral arguments for this North Carolina redistricting case that this is a theory with big consequences.
And you might think that it gets rid of all those checks and balances at exactly the time when they are needed most.
We're living in a moment in which these election rules really do matter with respect to turnout and control of Congress. And many state legislators are willing to do whatever it is that they can.
Guy Charles, an election law professor at Harvard Law School, says if the Supreme Court's ruling supports some version of the ISL theory, it could embolden state lawmakers who are focused on getting more power for their political party.
Whatever rules the court might set, it can expect that in many states and in many state legislatures, the boundaries are going to be pushed.
What that pushing might look like basically depends on who the U.S. Supreme Court says should have the final word on how federal elections are conducted, a state's lawmakers or its state Supreme Court. During oral arguments, most of the justices sounded skeptical of fully adopting the ISL theory and giving the final word to state lawmakers. But some did ask about setting some kind of middle-of-the-road ruling.
I think Chief Justice Roberts, in particular, asked a lot of questions about what is the limit, what does it look like, how do we know when the state court has gone too far.
That was Stuart Nafee, an attorney with the Legal Defense Fund, which advocates for voting rights and opposes the ISL theory. Nafee points out historically, for this kind of election case, the U.S. Supreme Court has deferred to state courts. And the other thing that makes this complicated is
there will be different views on when a state court has gone too far, and that is essentially the big problem with the middle-of-the-road approach. It doesn't really resolve anything.
Instead, it could open the door to more lawsuits that ultimately ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review more state court rulings about federal elections. And that kind of legal mess could destabilize upcoming elections, including next year's presidential race. Anlyn Carney of Represent Us, an anti-corruption group that's spoken out against the ISL theory, says there's also a risk to any effort to reform federal elections through a ballot measure passed by voters.
It's pretty frequent that state Supreme Courts will weigh in on this.
And then the U.S. Supreme Court could be asked to weigh in on ballot measures about
things like independent redistricting commissions, automatic voter registration, expanded access to vote by mail. Those are the kinds of things that are subject to new powers that the state legislators could have.
And with some version of the ISL theory, those new powers could allow state lawmakers to ignore key protections voters have under state constitutions.
State constitutions explicitly protect the right to vote. Many of them explicitly provide for things like free and fair elections.
Kate Shaw is a professor at the Cardozo School of Law at Yeshiva University.
These are all principles that are not explicit in the federal constitution, but are in many or all state constitutions.
And Shaw says in this legal fight over the ISL theory, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that sides with state lawmakers and second guesses how state courts have enforced those voting protections would be a real loss for democracy. Anzi Lawang, NPR News.